This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Government is the problem. You have to take away power from the swamp. That's the only way you can drain the swamp.
The Health Ranger Report.
You can't step into the swamp and high-five all the swamp monsters, yay, and then say, let's change the swamp, let's clean it up. No, it doesn't work that way.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Oh my God, Democrats are going insane over Trump's firing of FBI head James Comey. Welcome to the Health Ranger Report. My name's Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Okay, so they're acting like it's an abuse of power to fire somebody. I think Michael Moore tweeted that. Abuse of power. He wants to hold the election over again now. That's what he says. Redo. Do the Democrats not know that when Obama came into office in 2008 or early 2009, he fired the entire Bush regime? I mean, hundreds of people were fired from the Department of Justice, from the State Department, from the federal courts. You know, lots of staff members were let go across the federal court system, the district courts, and then Obama appointed his own people to fill a lot of those vacancies and so on. The Democrats always fire everybody that doesn't toe the party line as soon as they have an opportunity to do so. So this idea that it's somehow an abuse of power for the executive boss to fire people is absurd. Not only did James Comey deserve to be fired, he probably deserves to be indicted. In fact, I've written a story about this on Trump.news. If you want to check it out, it's time to indict James Comey for corruption. He actively covered up the crimes of Hillary Clinton and the Emailgate situation with Huma Abedin and Wienergate, right? Comey laid out all the charges, all the violations of federal law that Hillary Clinton had conducted, and then said, this was I think in July of last year, and then said, but we can't prosecute her or recommend indictment because she didn't mean to do it. Really? So all of a sudden, James Comey is inventing a whole new excuse for immunity from federal law, which is that didn't mean to do it? Is that, can drug dealers now, when they're arrested by the DEA and the DOJ charges them with federal crimes for dealing drugs, can they now invoke James Comey and say, didn't mean to do it, and then just get off scot-free? Is that really? I mean, because James Comey, what he did was a perfect display of corruption. You know, his family members have ties to the Clinton Foundation. Comey is a corrupt individual. He's part of the deep state corrupt system of not just incompetent, but far worse than that, actually plotting against the laws of this nation. I hope that Trump and Jeff Sessions, I hope that they indict Comey. You know, this is actually the first good sign that I've seen from Donald Trump in his presidency, that he's actually got a backbone to start draining the swamp. This is a great sign. This is moving in the right direction, finally. You know, whatever happened to lock her up, too? Where's the indictment of Hillary Clinton and how she sold influence to foreign companies? She was pre-selling her White House position through this money laundering outfit, the Clinton, well, the Global Initiative, whatever it's called, the Clinton Foundation, collecting $500,000 to give a speech. That's not a speech. That's a bribe. Don't you get it? And the Democrats are just screaming bloody murder over this right now for political reasons. You know, it's amazing. Sometimes I think that we're all living in a giant expanded kindergarten. And the Democrats and the media, CNN, they're all acting like kindergartners, just pouting and screaming and whining over everything. And they have no logic and no reason. It's like if you ask a kindergartner, what's the recipe for making a Thanksgiving turkey, let's say? And they give you all this total nonsense. That's what it's like listening to Rachel Maddow or Anderson Cooper or any of these left-wing media people. They make no sense. They have the minds of kindergartners. And literally, the Democrats on the floor of the House singing, you know, nya, 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 you know, goodbye, waving goodbye after the Republicans passed the GOP healthcare bill, which, by the way, is still government-run socialized medicine, but that's another topic. Nevertheless, it seems like these Democrats are just acting like spoiled little children, kindergartners, who are incapable of rational thinking, and they don't apply any philosophy to situations that happen on the left versus the right. To them, everything is politics. They have no principles. They don't believe in free speech, except the free speech for their people, right? They oppose free speech of Republicans, but they desperately support free speech of only their people, you know, the press, which isn't even the press anymore. It's just, you know, the mainstream media, let's face it, is just basically the propaganda arm of the DNC. That's all it is. It's just propaganda. Almost everything reported on CNN is a lie. And, you know, these people, the Democrats, can't decide if they love James Comey or hate James Comey. It just depends on what he did one week versus another. They either praise him or they condemn him. And then last week, they were saying that he cost Hillary Clinton the election. And now this week, when Trump fires him, they're screaming, oh, abuse of power. This is like they can't make up their minds. They have no principles. They have no integrity of any principle or any idea. They have no consistency of thought. They just make it up as they go along, whatever happens to condemn Trump the most. That's what they go with. And it ripples all the way down through the entire Democrat Party. You got students. I think there was a survey at Harvard, where they surveyed a lot of students there to find out if they supported policies that were enacted by Trump. And when Trump's name was not attached to the description of the policies, the students had about an 80% support of those policies. But the minute they were told that that was a Trump policy, their support plummeted to, I think, 30 or 35%, almost a 50%, an absolute 50% drop in support when they found out that the policies were being pursued by President Trump instead of President Obama. In other words, you could take everything that Trump is doing, almost everything, and tell a kid on campus that Obama is doing this. Do you support it or not? And they would blindly and obediently say, oh, yes, I support it. If Obama is doing it, I support it. Even though it's actually something that Trump is doing. That's how delusional these people are. And this is what you're seeing now with all of this outrage about, oh, my God, James Comey was fired. Why shouldn't he be fired? He should be, again, indicted. The guy's corrupt. The guy's dishonest. He misled investigators. He lied to the public. He let a high-level criminal get away scot-free. I'm talking about Hillary Clinton. I'm talking about Huma Abedin. I'm talking about Anthony Weiner. Did you know that the New York FBI field office had so many agents that were about to go public with the truth about what's really on Anthony Weiner's laptop? They threatened to go public if James Comey didn't take some action. And there was an internal war inside the FBI. And Comey tried to quell that thing, tried to stomp it out by going public and saying, here's what Hillary Clinton did, but she didn't mean to, so we can't indict her. And he almost managed to get Hillary Clinton elected with that, by the way. It was a cover-up because he knew that the New York field office of the FBI was going to go public themselves. They were going to hold a press conference and release the evidence, which would have resulted in criminal indictments against Clinton, Abedin, Weiner, and many others, by the way, who are part of the DNC. So Comey was actually involved in a cover-up. He wasn't trying to get Hillary in trouble. He wasn't trying to make her lose the election. He was trying to help her win the election by covering up the evidence that his own field office in New York had. And he almost succeeded. And yeah, he's got to go and he's got to be indicted. And these investigations have to go deeper. You got to investigate the Clinton Foundation, the corruption, the payola, the pay-for-play bribery. You got to investigate what really was on Weiner's laptop. And don't tell me about this. Oh, the Russians stole the election. Really? They were saying that about France a few days ago. And Macron won, which means that if the Russians were trying to steal that election, they They're not very good at it because I think Le Pen lost by a huge margin. It was a landslide against Le Pen. So much for the narrative that the Russians can steal elections, huh? It's total nonsense. But in the U.S., I mean, the Russian election conspiracy has been pushed, totally fabricated by the New York Times and the Washington Post. Delusional, anti-American. You can't even call them journalists. They are journo-terrorists. They use disinformation and lies to try to destroy America. And they're trying to do it now, yet again. They're going to go crazy against Trump on this Comey firing decision because that's all they know how to do, is scream and cry and pout, again, like a bunch of kindergartners who can't even think straight, don't even have any ability to make a rational argument about their positions and don't have any principles to defend in the first place. So we'll see where all of this goes, but I think this is a great move by President Trump and Jeff Sessions, and it shows that finally there's someone starting to pull the plug on this swamp. Maybe, just maybe, the vortex of James Comey getting sucked down through the swamp drain will create a strong enough vacuum to suck some more swamp creatures down through there at the same time. Why don't we suck Paul Ryan down through that swamp drain? Why don't we suck Nancy Pelosi and John McCain through that swamp drain? I'm sure we can squeeze them through there with enough suction. You see? So pulling the plug on the swamp is a great idea. It's about time. And you know, you gotta start somewhere. There's a long way to go. And I've been a little bit skeptical of whether Trump was gonna drain the swamp or the swamp was gonna consume him. But right now, it's looking like he's starting to drain that sucker. Don't know how long it's going to last. I don't know what kind of blowback is going to emerge on this, but you know, we'll see. I just say for right now, good job, President Trump. This is one for the history books. It's time to keep going. It's time to seek indictments of these people. Look, James Comey was standing in the way of the major indictments. That's the other part of the story that a lot of people don't understand. You get Comey out of the way, you get a new director in the FBI who wants to actually enforce federal laws, and then you can seek indictments against the criminals who ran the DNC and tried to steal the election and did all the corruption and the cheating, you know, getting the debate questions in advance from CNN. Look, Democrats, the only way they ever win anything is by cheating. That's why they always try to cheat in the debates and cheat in the elections. They try to cheat in the search engines and cheat on Facebook by censoring the truth that they don't like. You know, they just prop up CNN and try to suppress the independent media. It's just cheating. That's all the Democrats know how to do, is cheat, cheat, cheat. That's the only way they can compete. Cheat to compete. That should be their bumper sticker on every liberal car in America. Cheat to compete. Or maybe cheat, not compete. Or cheat, don't compete. That's their slogan, really. So you get Comey out of the way, you can get somebody in there who might be able to start enforcing the law, and maybe we can send some of these people to prison where they belong for the criminal corruption that they've been involved in and the selling out of America and the acts of actual treason against the United States of America. I mean, you've got people in there that need to be behind bars because they have committed serious high crimes and possibly treason against this nation. You're either a nation of law or you're not. You either enforce the laws or you become a lawless nation. And with James Comey in there, he sent a message to all of America that said, basically, you don't have to abide by any federal laws at all. As long as you don't mean to, you can get away with anything. Basically, he was announcing that the laws only apply to the common people, not people in power. That was a very dangerous precedent that Comey set as the head of the FBI. And that's why he needs to be indicted. He needs to be imprisoned. He is a dangerous individual for the future of this nation. And he was protecting other dangerous individuals who need to be behind bars. This is a great first step, but there's a lot more yet to come. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.